listening to Everyday Engineering, the City of Madison's engineering podcast, where we talk about infrastructure. Complex topics explained simply. From the water that flows down your drain to the rain and snow that drains into the lakes. By way, the curbs and streets we design. City engineering touches your life in so many ways. Explained right now in Everyday Engineering. Here at the City of Madison, we love native plants and lush areas for our pollinators. What we don't love is confusion about maintenance of that land, and specifically stormwater land. Talking about all the differences and, more importantly, mowing practices, we have two experts here today from our team, my colleagues. We have City of Madison Engineering Division's Stormwater Vegetation Coordinator, Maddie Dumas, and we also have our operations foreperson, John Toso, joining us. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, can you just both kind of introduce yourselves more so? Explain what you do day to day here at the city as it relates to mowing. And why don't you start first?
Name's John Toso, general foreperson for the City of Madison Engineering Division. One of my roles with that is greenways, vegetation, mowing trees of greenways, ponds, areas, working with Maddie and her crew to keep the greenways going.
Yes. Maddie, what do you do as it relates to mowing? I mean, you do a lot of different things too.
Yeah, although my role as it relates to mowing in the pond and greenway land is primarily to manage the vegetation on our stormwater land, usually for ecological functionality and to improve and increase the native plant cover. And that's good for stormwater purposes as well as for pollinator habitat and recreational purposes.
Ecological functionality. Can you just explain that really quick before we jump into this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we could go way back in history and talk about what existed here in Wisconsin after the last ice age. But generally what we're looking for are an assemblage of plants that work together to do things like filter water, provide wildlife habitat, provide slope stabilization, prevent erosion, things like that. And those things also relate to stormwater management, of course. But in general, a system that is more ecologically functional will have more native plants because those plants are adapted to our landscape. And it's going to have a greater diversity of plants.
And then mowing-wise, how does that tie into mowing?
Well, mowing is one of our most important management tools that we have for the vegetation on our stormwater land.
Most important. That's a bold statement.
Yeah. You know, let me rephrase that. It is our most important. It is the number one tool that we have up our sleeve to manage vegetation.
We are doubling down.
We're doubling down. Yeah, absolutely. There are other things we can do by hand. And of course, burning was a technique that was used in pre-settlement times. But it's hard to do in urban areas. So mowing is really a way that we can manage vegetation and try to move things towards what we need them for stormwater purposes and what we need them to be for native habitat.
Before we kind of get into more of the details, I guess I'd love to hear both of your takes on why do people have so many questions about mowing? Maybe from a functional standpoint and even just a community standpoint. Why do you think people have so many questions about mowing? They do have questions.
They do have questions. I think aesthetics, I guess. You know, you're looking through the greenways, like especially this year. It's been very wet. It seems like it rains every other day. So for our crews to get into some of these areas, it's very difficult this time of year. To get our tractors in there, we're going to do more harm than good right now. Mm-hmm. So
people are wondering when you'll be there, if
we'll be there, and we are working hard. You know, we get a couple of dry days and then it rains. We get a couple of dry days and it rains. We've tried, you know, we have crews that are working hard right now trying to get to all of our greenways. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it happens because we try to hit them at least once a year. Mm-hmm. The crews are out there they're doing it. It just, they might not be, you know, we're not caught up. We're a little behind right now.
Yeah, but it's because it's been wet.
Yes.
I think that also might tie into why people care about mowing, because they care, right?
They care. And, you know, I think another reason people care is stormwater land is somewhat unique. I think we tend to compare it or lump it in the same group as parkland, but parkland was specifically designated for recreational purposes, so it's got a lot of public access, versus our stormwater land, which is designed for stormwater functionality. And that can mean it's in these very small spaces. It may have very little public access, although all of our stormwater land is technically accessible and able to be used by the public. Mm-hmm. So it can feel really personal. You know, it's kind of like that wooded area in your backyard, or it's that you know, grassy pond that you get to look at every day. So I think it feels really personal and people feel really connected with those parcels. And so they want to know what our management approach is and when we're going to mow.
And parkland, you said, you know, parkland's different than stormwater land. I don't think, unless you're within engineering or even the city, you don't, well, hopefully you've learned that it's different, right? Right. I guess, can you just go over what are the, you touched on it a little bit, Maddie, but like, I don't know, either one of you, like, what is the difference? And parks handles parkland, right? But talk me through that. What's the difference between the two?
Well, Chris, I think parks, they're more turf, you know, it's your fields that you can go into, you can play sports, soccer, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a park. I mean, our stormwater land, we have, it's looks like weeds. It's not all weeds, but it, you know, it holds the ground together for erosion. You know, it's the roots go deeper, and
it's different.
Handles all of our water from runoff from the roofs, the roads, and all that stuff. And it, you know, collects sediment, and it's totally different.
Yes, yeah. It's working hard to make sure that we're not flooding people's homes and businesses and the roads. And I think that's where some of the confusion gets in, because we want them to maybe look like manicured parks parcels, but the primary functionality has to be to prevent flooding. So that's the big thing.
There is a purpose. Yes. Yeah. And yeah, I think there is a little confusion with that. And then they want to know when it's going to be mowed or maintained and all of those things. So I guess before we say, how do we approach our stormwater land and the goal, we've kind of talked about the purpose of the land, and we'll get into mowing. I guess, what sort of questions do you get first about mowing, and how do we approach mowing?
I mean, the question, you know, when are your crews going to be there? That's the number one question we get. You know, they'll call, and they're used to it being mowed at a certain time. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, this year has been difficult for us. Some of your June mows, we haven't gotten to yet. Some of your July mows, we haven't even started yet. I mean, we're behind, but we'll get there.
Yes.
And it all depends on Mother Nature. I mean, we can only do so much.
Yes.
Without doing more damage to the green spaces.
How much land are we talking? Sorry to
interrupt. Oh, it's upwards of 1,500 acres, I'd say, if not, you know, give or take.
That's a lot of land.
So we, you know, like, upside, we have six crew, or, you know, six employees with, you know, six pieces of equipment. And some of those pieces of equipment are large. We can't get into areas. We use smaller pieces of equipment right now when it's wet. Mm-hmm. So it's going slower. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're keeping up on our biweekly bike path mows for vision hazards. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's been a difficult year.
It's wet. The stormwater land, I wrote a note, the stormwater land works hard. and then I guess that's kind of where we'll lead into next. Like, how are we maintaining our stormwater land? What are some things that you want to mention that maybe I'm not asking about how we maintain it, whether it's mowing or we keep up with it or what?
Well, I know Maddie, her and her crews, they're out there walking.
Yes.
You know, if they see something that needs attention, mm-hmm. and her crews can't do it, she'll, you know, we're in contact. Can we get a spot mow done? She'll point it out on the map. She'll make a work order. Mm-hmm. As soon as our crews can get in there, we'll go try to get in there and do our spot mows. You know, we want to take care of the small woody vegetation that's growing that we don't want on any of the berms.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as that goes, I mean, that's Maddie and her crew. They're going around to greenways daily and submitting spot mows. I mean, we try to work together, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, John and I have standing meetings, so we are regularly in touch, and so we're talking about those questions and concerns that we hear from residents. We're always planning ahead for conditions like weather or whatever the case may be. But generally speaking, our approach is to try to mow our land once a year.
Just once.
But when you talk about 1,500 acres and six pieces of equipment and six operators, that's actually quite a bit of mowing. And there's some real benefits to mowing only once a year. A lot of our land has great pollinator resources, things like wildflowers, milkweed, which supports monarch butterflies and a lot of other nectaring pollinators, has trees and shrubs that are great habitat for birds and other wildlife. So mowing more than once a year isn't always necessary, but at least when we mow once a year, we're able to maintain access for our equipment for emergency, you know, whatever it may be, if there is flooding or infrastructure damage. And it keeps woody vegetation, which can grow really, really quickly, kind of at bay. So making sure that we have a presence on our ponds and greenways at least once a year is a priority when we can get there.
What about managed timed mowing? Is that different than what we're currently talking about?
Yeah, and that kind of ties into what John was mentioning that my crews do. So John's really good. He's got his operators. They're out there trying to get most of our ponds and greenways once a year. But when my position started in 2018, one of the first things that I did was to look at all of our ponds and greenways and see which ones had the greatest native plant cover and diversity. And then we took those out of that regular standard mowing regimen, and we've really looked at doing more individualized targeted maintenance on those sites. So I have a conservation technician who's a full-time employee who works with me, and two seasonal hourlies who work with us in the summer. And we go out and we control those weeds by hand. We dig them, we mow them, we use some foliar herbicide applications, or we just cut the seed heads off if we get there too late. So we do a lot of things. But as you can imagine, that's really labor intensive. So we're really only doing that on those ponds and greenways that have our greatest resources for now. If we have a pond or greenway that has, say, one nice patch of native plants, but then it's surrounded by other invasive plants, that's where I might get into more specific managed or timed mowing. So I might work with John to come up with a plan. We'll create a map for his operators, and we'll say, hey, mow everything but this one patch of wildflowers here. Or, you know, can you just mow it in the fall? And that's something that John's always really accommodating, but it can be tricky with all the land that we have.
Yeah, I mean, we just, a new chunk of parcel came in, and it was mow it once a month, and mow it 4 weeks after that the first time, 4 weeks after that. I mean, weather pending, obviously. So we're always in communication, you know. Do we change this one, mow one any to a mow two if we need to? Always talking.
Why not let it grow? Why mow? I mean, you know, it sounds like a lot of work.
John, you want to tell them about the history? I think we've got some operators who would have some things to say.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Bring us into your world. I want to understand this fully, and anybody who's watching to truly understand, you know, why people care so much about mowing.
Well, especially like on our berms. I'll put that out. Like berms for, you know, our ponds and stuff like that. The small woody vegetation is not good for the berms.
Okay.
I mean, our operators, we've had a couple operators, or one operator that's been here for a long time. I mean, he started at the very beginning. The roots on the trees and the small woodies, they'll start to erode the banks, and then that berm is eventually going to fail.
Okay.
I mean, so that defeats the purpose. So, you know, we want to get out there, mow what we can, and as much as we can to keep the small woody vegetation out of there.
Okay.
We don't want, you know, rodents in there, you know.
No.
You get
Is that what
muskrats.
Happens?
They'll get in there and they'll make the dens, and so we just keep that stuff out of there. And
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, if someone's listening to this, they probably don't eat, breathe, and drink this every single day. So that's good to know. And so don't let it just grow.
Yeah, you know, and some of our woody plants, I think we underestimate how quickly they can grow. So we all know, or many people have heard of the emerald ash borers targeting our ash trees. Well, we still have ash trees that are trying to grow, but they're not going to make it to maturity because of the emerald ash borer. But we have tons of saplings that are growing all the time. And when you let those grow, they can grow, you know, several feet in a year. And that means if we're trying to access a pond or greenway to clear out a clogged grate that could overtop and, you know, flood a bike path or something, if we've got all those woodies in our way, how are we going to get a piece of equipment through there? So we need to be sure we're mowing, keeping on top of some of these plants. This is not because we don't encourage, you know, more long-lived woody species. It's just simply a matter of access and how we need to manage this land. So
I thought I saw a automatic mower. Do we use that?
And we do on steep embankments. We do where it's
like it goes on its own. It's a remote control.
Yep. And it's steep embankments. We have certain areas that we'll use it.
Okay.
It's not an everyday piece of equipment.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, when we can't get in there and it's a safety issue, we'll get out there and we'll use the green climber.
Oh, we call it the climber.
Yep.
Nice.
And
I've always wanted to use it too, Hannah.
Yeah. I've seen it like moving and grooving like as a demo, but I haven't seen it in action in the field. So I didn't know if we were still using that or what.
Next time it's in the field, I'll let you know.
Okay.
You
can go to... I guess here's my last couple questions. What do you want people to know about mowing that they don't already?
For my part, kind of to reiterate what we've already been discussing, but if you see a pond or a greenway near your property that hasn't been mowed yet, or it's usually mowed, or it's never been mowed, odds are pretty good that we're on it, we're talking about it, it's on our radar. Like I said, John and I meet regularly, we're always assessing what we can do with the resources that we have, and there might be a very good reason why it's not being mowed. It may be for habitat or other reasons.
Yeah, feel free to give us a call. I mean, we'll answer whatever questions. We'll make site visits. We'll meet together and we'll determine what needs to be done.
We don't want anyone mowing for us.
Well, so by ordinance, residents are allowed to mow into stormwater land. So that is not uncommon. You will see residents mowing, extending their lawn. And we would really only say no to that if it were an area that had a lot of native plants that we're trying to maintain.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other resources to learn more? Anything? No.
Not that I can think of.
There we go.
Our website has some good information on vegetation cover, and I will put a notice in. We are working on a stormwater vegetation management plan.
Yes.
It's a process that has gone at this point through stages of public input and expert input. And we'll be looking to get that for approval in front of Common Council by the end of the year. And there should be some recommendations based on the expertise that we got back about mowing. So you can look for more information as that plan comes out.
We will be sharing that widely when it's ready. Thank you both for being here. All things mowing. If you have an idea for an upcoming podcast episode or you have a question, just follow us on social media. We're on X, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, because as always, we're here for you every day in engineering.